We're talking with Dr. Shannon Farrell, of course, from Oklahoma State University. Shannon, let's talk a little bit about this whole idea of the transitions on our farms, ranches across the country. This is probably one of the most difficult things for people to get their arms around, because it's you're talking about some very severe realities, the realities of that next generation passing on.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that we've seen through our research is that fewer than 30% of our farms and ranches, and that's generous, by the way, some of the estimates put it closer at 10 to 20%, are surviving intact, even going one generation down the line. I mean, if you go two or three generations, those numbers shrink even harder, down to 12% and down to 3%. And what we've seen is kind of the common threads amongst that is that's because we didn't have enough of an estate plan in place at all. The farm may have been undercapitalized when it was asked to take on more family members than it was supporting in the past. And then there just really wasn't any communication between the generations about how that transition was going to take place. And people kind of got themselves thrust into new roles without really being prepared for them. And so all those factors together tell you that you've really got to start planning, and start planning well in advance if you really want to see that farm successfully make that shift to the next generation.
I guess the top of mind, the thing that everybody kind of thinks about maybe first, the tax issues.
Right. And the tax landscape is actually a lot better than it has been in the past, because, you know, in 2014, and we're still waiting to see what the 2015 numbers will be, but in 2014, you could pass $5.34 million of property estate tax free. And that's a lot better than it had been in the past, where those numbers were $1 million or even less. So for all but our largest operators, the tax tail doesn't have to wag the transition plan dog. You know, so that's to say is that for most of us, we don't have to do crazy things to avoid the tax liabilities, and you can focus more on how do you want to actually see the operation work in the hands of that next generation, rather than having to do a lot of tax maneuvering.
So once you get past the taxes, how do you get all those other details lining themselves up?
You know, this is the one thing that we may not excel at in agriculture. We're good at a lot of things, but when it comes to talking about our feelings with our family, it may not be our forte. And I know you're thinking that sounds awfully mushy-gushy, but the reason that we say that is because you really have to have a deep, meaningful dialogue with all the stakeholders in your farm. You know, your farm family, mom, dad, the kids. You know, even if you have hired hands that have been part of the operation for a while, get everybody to the table and really talk about how they feel about the farm, what they envision as their desired role in the farm. And once we can do that and we know who wants to be involved, who, you know, still cares about the farm but is going to stay relatively uninvolved in the day-to-day operations, then we can start coming up with a business plan. And really that transition plan is in some ways a business plan of how we're going to get those new people involved, how the currently involved generation is going to perhaps change their roles into the future to step back and let that next generation kind of grow into their positions so it's not thrust on them all at once when someone passes away.
So, you know, I know one of those things that kind of goes to your back of your mind, boy, this is going to cost too much money to do this.
Right. And, you know, and really it needn't be. And the one thing that we've been trying to tell a lot of the folks in our audiences is that by doing a lot of this work up front, you know, doing a good inventory of your assets, doing a good inventory of your human resources, you know, who's involved and what are their skills, and really thinking about what you want to have happen to the farm and who wants to be involved up front, that's a lot of the legwork that you would have a professional like an accountant or an attorney do. So if you can do a lot of that work in advance and then have a good idea of what you want to do before you engage your professionals, you can really save a lot of money. And plus, having an estate plan and a farm transition plan is going to save your farm and your business hundreds of thousands of dollars in the long term, potentially.
For that loss of a family farm that gets broken up, What's the cost to the community?
Well, you know, it can be tremendously huge because we actually have seen some research that shows that you lose a lot of asset value in that. Forget that, you know, just the emotional damage that can obviously take on a family, but you lose asset value because you've probably worked generations to build that asset base together, and the whole really is more than the sum of its parts. When you break that all into small pieces, lots of those pieces probably being owned by, you know, absentee landowners who are going to take the income that that farm generates and probably spend it elsewhere. I mean, that drains a lot of resources from the local economy.
One other question. What's the first step?
The first step that we always tell everyone is to kind of get an idea of where you're at. And the analogy we use is if you're trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B, you got to know where point A is. right? And so lots of people don't know that. So having a good inventory, a good balance sheet, but also keeping good farm records, you know, knowing what your income is, what your return on investment is, that may not sound like it's important transition planning, but it really is, because as you're trying to figure out what can this operation do in the future, you have to know what it's capable of doing now. So step one is really figuring out where you're at, and that inventory is a huge piece of that.